Chapter 3. Bree pushed her wings to their limits, focusing on the three approaching knights straight ahead. The trio of enemies above would take 20 to 30 seconds to descend from such heights, and during that time their elemental attacks would be inaccurate, relying on luck and guesswork due to the great distance. If they could kill the first three, then engage the others. "Damn it!" Bree silently swore as she swerved, lightning blasting to either side of her. Ice, fire, and stone might take time to travel, but one of the three above wielded lightning, and he fired at a frighteningly rapid pace. Enormous boulders flung through the air from above, and she fought her instinct to climb. The knight focusing on her would expect it, and sure enough, when she plunged sharply downward, a bolt of lightning lit the air above. A fellow seraph swooped past the stone, and Bree recognized those black stripes on his silver wings. Twisting to the right herself, she pulled upward with her shoulders and back, lifting into a climb. She joined Argus's side, accompanying him as if he were her squad leader. Together they rushed the stone-flinging knight, who pulled back into a hover while the other two raced east and west, splitting the Weshern forces into multiple engagements. A storm of stone exploded toward them, far smaller chunks fired at a pace Bree didn't even know was possible. Argus's hand shot out, two quick symbols with his fingers ordering Bree to split, then converge. Following his command, she rotated her body 90 degrees and shot right, while Argus banked hard to the left. Twirling so she faced her foe, Bree arched her back as far as it would go, taking herself on a direct collision course. The knight clearly expected her to attack with her element, whichever it might be, so he flung up a thin wall of stone, again, with mastery far beyond any that Bree had witnessed before in battle. The stone also screened her from his sight for the briefest moment until the stone began to plummet. Fighting off her initial impulse to swerve around, she refused to alter her course. Instead, she reduced her speed so that the stone wall would drop just before her arrival. It was a tricky maneuver, but she relied on her instincts to judge it right. Thin, sharp pieces of stone shot around each edge of the falling wall. The top shot streaked through the air mere feet above her, and she flinched involuntarily. The wall continued its drop. She raced over, and then once more she saw the knight. He hovered in place, having spun to bring his gauntlet to defend against Argus, knifing in from the opposite direction. Argus flung a single lance of ice before veering.